Hey there, guys. This is Sam Toopy, and we haven't done a podcast for a while. Or I haven't, I should say. This is just going to be a short, quick podcast here that I decided I might as well do. Today, I'm going to show you how to update a Bookwart Plus. Bookwart Plus, I said. Anyway, so, what I'm going to do is use the Book Transfer software from APH, which is easy to get. You can just use your favorite web browser. Go to tech.aph.org/bt_setup.exe. So I'm not going to cover how to install it, nor how to use it. You can figure that out. There's a manual. You can figure out kind of how you update the Bookwart Plus, but I decided I'd kind of do this podcast, you know, because I had the chance. So, yeah. That's how this all got started, because I had, right there, it's a new Bookport that I have to go ahead and update. Because I just got it, and with a really old kind of Bookport. And so, just decided I'd go ahead and throw it together here, me updating it to the latest firmware version, so we can go ahead and do that. So, let's get started. What we're going to do is take the... Now, there's a couple ways you can do this. You can either plug the Bookport into a USB, take the SD card out, put it in, whatever. Even network folder mode in the newer ones works. Just so long as you make sure that it's used as a mass storage device, you know, that has all your books and whatever on it. So, yep. So what we're going to do is we're going to remove the SD card. And as you can tell, that's a very, if any of you use Bookport Plus, you know that's a very old firmware version. Using Aaron Jones as the voice, but we're going to update to the latest, so let's pull it out. Set the Bookport on the carpet, now we're going to put it in, and it should, actually, let me just go ahead and launch Book Transfer.
Book Transfer, source folder, list, Dropbox folder, 5/29/2004.
Alright, so... We're going to put in the SD card to the computer here.
SpeechPlayer.txt updated.
I don't know what that was about. Oh.
At autoplay Sam.pf. There.
Whoa.
Gold wave.
Hold on.
DPW connect Sam. Okay.
Alright. Let's try this again. My computer must have been acting up, so let's make sure it's unlocked. It is. You want to make sure that data can be written to the disk, because that's important. So, let's go ahead and plug it in. Again. Okay.
BT launcher at book transfer source folder list.
Alright, and it launched book transfer for us. So, let's go ahead and go to the help menu with Alt H.
Bookport.
Alright, now, let's down arrow. Till we hear
Bookport Plus manual ... software update ...
I guess I'll demonstrate this. I don't think there is anything, but if we hit enter.
Dialog, no update is available at this time. You are currently running version 2.1.0.0, which is the latest version. Okay, book trend.
And then you just hit okay. So
drop
that's
out
what
folder
now,
fine.
Another thing. If any of you want the sound scheme I'm using, I made this sound scheme. Now the one for NVDA that's in 3D when you go through the file menu here. Let me turn off my
speech mode off.
It's an NVDA add-on, so when I hit Alt, you can kind of hear. You guys are using headphones, you'll be able to. Or if we, now in the list, and you can hear it in 3D. We're at the right side of the list. Go down. Anyway, yeah. Off topic, but that's kind of just an add-on, so... But then I have a sound scheme, so like the... When we go to the edge... Yeah, that sound. If you want that sound scheme, let me know. I can give it to you. I made it with my voice. So, it's kind of, what I did is I took little samples of my voice and kind of messed with them, used some effects, copied them. So, like, copied and pasted, makes a beep sound, whatever. If you guys want more info on that, just ask me and I'll explain it in an email, webmaster@samtubi.com. That's webmaster@samtupy.com. So, let's turn on speech in NVDA. That was a GW Connect ad. So, okay. There we go. Speech is on. So, what we're going to do, go to the help menu.
Hard drive. Hard drive. Book trans.
Oh, whoops. Alright, let's hit Alt H.
Book.
Now let's go to till we hear this item.
Bookport software firmware update .f.
Firmware update. So what we do, and this is kind of the same with software. This is the dialogue you'll also get if you hit on software update. So let's hit enter on this.
Book transfer dialog. There is a new version of Bookport Plus firmware available. You are currently using version 4.5.0.0. The latest version is 6.0.0.0. Would you like to install the update now? Yes, button Alt plus Y.
So that's kind of, it'll look a little different, but that's kind of like a dialogue that you get when you use the software, so.
No, button Alt plus N. Yes, button details .. button Alt plus D.
We can get details. We'll get different, like the change log for the update, I think.
No, button yes, details .. pressed. See, users sent up the update, a local temp btnu.htm Internet Explorer provided by Toshiba Bookport Plus Revision, heading level 1, what's new in Bookport Plus trademark, American Printing House.
Yeah, see, that just kind of gives you that kind of stuff. Throw the file in there, temp trigger. Anyway.
Book transferred, no button, yes button, Alt plus
Y. Yes, we do.
Detailed, no button, yes button.
We do want to install the update, so let's hit space on yes. Just a note, guys, there is a part in this recording where, I tried to update it and it failed miserably. So, I just edited that part out, so when I press space bar here, this is me pressing space bar for the second time, because basically, I don't know, it just kind of, book transfer just kind of crashed, and it was a waste of time, so I just decided I'd edit that out, so, yep.
Pressed. Firmware update dialog, cancel button, 0%.
Let's try this again.
10%.
I might edit this part out.
20%.
Almost at 30%. It looks to be going better quite.
30%.
Yeah, 30% already. Yeah, well, it looks like we're doing better than last time. Well, heck, hurry up.
...40%.
...4:04 p.m. Very nice. Okay, yeah, we're... ...getting there, and there's two progress bars going off again. Well, we'll see if we... ...get any farther than we did... ...last time. If not, I might get to cover installing it. So, yeah. Who knows? It's updating.
50%.
Ooh, 50%. Nice. This time I'm not gonna defocus the window. Maybe it's better not to do that. So, yeah, we're just gonna wait for it to finish. That'll be good. So, yep. I gotta get back into a podcasting career. I gotta do some more, but, well, don't always got the time anymore, you know, I'm programming games and stuff, but, yeah.
60%.
Oh, nice. Farther than we got last time anymore, right? So. Still doing it. Just extending the microphone on that thing. So, yeah, now I should be just a tiny bit louder. Unfortunately, I have to have listened to this device turned on the way I'm doing this because I don't have virtual audio cable. You see, so, yeah. We're just waiting and waiting. This is the hard part. Oh. Yep.
70%.
I will be back when it's done. Alright, we're very nearly done here. I edited out a big portion of this. So, now we wait. Yep, we're very, very nearly done. Let's, look at this.
Firmware update dialog. Downloading update ... 96% text. Downloading update ... 96% progress bar ... 96%. Cancel button.
Oh. We're almost done. Only done this a couple times, so we'll just wait. We're getting there. Well, I'll show you what it does when it's done. So, anyway.
Book transfer dialog. Sending firmware update ... text. Sending firmware update ... 0%. 0%. Sending firmware update ... 1%.
Great. How big is it?
Sending firmware update ... 2%.
Alright. Another part being edited out here. Basically what happened is it sent it and it took a while. So basically what I was saying in the part was that it takes a long time and you gotta have patience, but once it's all copied you'll be set to go. So, and I'm also gonna tell you guys, there's a part where my wireless headset I was using, it kinda disconnected, so you're gonna hear a weird sound. In a couple seconds, and I can't edit it out because there's a dialogue being spoken, so. Yep, alright, so it's just, basically all it did is it'll tell you every percentage, and it was just going ahead and copying and extracting it to my Bookport Plus. Getting it ready for use for the firmware, so, yep. Alright, so, I will, that's what I had to say, so, that's what happened, just sends it and you gotta wait. So, yep.
Book transfer dialog. Bookport Plus firmware has been copied to the device. To apply the firmware, do the following. 1. If the Bookport Plus is connected via USB, unplug the USB cable. 2. If using a card reader, put the SD card back into your Bookport Plus. 3. If the Bookport Plus is connected over the network, disconnect the network folder on the Bookport Plus. 4. Plug in the AC adapter. OK button.
So that is the dialog you get. So I
book transfer source folder.
Now I can close
Gold
book
wave.
Transfer. Let's make sure we're recording now.
Gold wave.
Let's hope we.
EW. Gold wave. Untitled 1. Gold wave. Enter license button. Edit read only. Record 36:40.498%.
Yay! Alright. Just pulled the SD card out. Now, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go buy the AC adapter. Let's go get this here. Alright. Now, we're gonna put the SD... Here, let me turn this up. There. Now I'm gonna put the SD card in, and the following is gonna happen. Yeah, I just inserted the card.
New firmware update found. Starting to update. Please wait.
Now.
Please plug in AC adapter. Please plug in AC adapter.
Now that's
gonna
keep repeating.
AC adapter. Please plug in AC adapter. Please plug in AC adapter. Please plug in AC adapter. Updating started.
All right. Now we just get this. So yeah, we're just gonna keep getting that sound till it updates. So, at this point, just leave the book port to do its thing. Alright. Then, once it's done, it will just say things like update succeeded, and then what it will do is it will restart, do a couple things, and you'll be updated. You'll be running the latest firmware version. Now, there's no reason for you to hear that, so I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. So we hope you've enjoyed, guys, and this is, can still hear it updating over there, but that's what happens when you update, so we hope you've enjoyed. That's how you update a Bookport Plus, and again, when it's done, it'll just say update succeeded, or something like that, succeeded update, something like that. You'll know when it's done, and it might give an error, but that's very unlikely. So anyway, that'll happen, it'll just say update succeeded. It'll restart, and you'll be updated. So, well, I'm going to get going. So, you all have a good day, and see you later.